The Rockets put everybody on the trading block. The Astros have everyone going to the hospital hurt. And summer is right around the corner. This is Tadatus.
Tadatus. We're back, Nick. Episode, was this, 25?
25.
Yeah. This is number 25, I think.
By the way, it started off the right way. Come on up.
Cheers. To, what are we drinking? Weller. We got to do some exotic stuff. And then post some exotic stuff that we're drinking.
Are we drinking exotic stuff?
No, we should find some stuff. This should be a mission for us.
I was like...
No, don't you think? We should be like an official... all the money we make from... Nothing.
All the sponsors, the non-sponsorship of Tadatus, taking a dump and thinking about shit, episode 25.
Yeah, episode 25. Let's do the thing. Tadatus.com, TADATAS.com is where our website is. You can find us on all the podcatchers. I think that's what they call that in the biz. Nick, I'm getting all into the biz now. Not all of them, but iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher.
As well as you can find us on Facebook and Twitter.
Twitter, at Tadatus Pod.
So, we have a very interesting announcement today from Daryl Morey, but not really very interesting.
Oh, yeah, right into the sports.
Adrian Wojnarowski works for ESPN, right? And,
I don't know.
He put on his Twitter and his Facebook and his Instagram all some point this morning that, Morey put out that everybody on the Rockets, up to and including James Harden, is eligible to be traded. Mm-hmm. The reality, understanding that probably can't make a deal for Harden, but everybody else
is up. We hit this in the last podcast. We talked over how it was, you couldn't change James Harden, and we talked about Chris Paul's contract and how untradeable that is. What changes now after this story for you?
I don't know that anything actually changes except...
It just sounds like they're aggressive. They always talk like about they're going to be aggressive? And what did they end up getting last year? Nobody that was on the playoff roster.
We got what was it? Six guys that got cut during the regular season and mid-season. Right.
Anything changed in the Harden to anywhere trade that makes any sense for either party?
Not at all. No, yeah, the Harden's not going anywhere. Chris Paul, I don't think we can get rid of the contract. I think the only one that logically can move is Capella.
Yeah, I told you outside something like, if you had a Capella and Chris Paul, like, hey, we need you to take Chris Paul in his contract, but we throw Capella in for like one guy and some contracts.
Sure.
Would you be interested in that? Who'd you say?
Anthony Davis.
Yeah. Man, I'm doing that all day long, right? Yeah. Would you do that if you're New Orleans?
I don't know. I mean, we were talking about Chris Paul. He's already he has a history with New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know that he left there the happiest of campers.
Would that make them better?
Who's their point guard now?
I don't know. I don't know much. Well, we probably should have to do a little homework before doing this.
Say probably yes then.
That it makes him better?
Yeah.
I mean, Anthony Davis wants out. That was the whole deal, right?
That's the other part. Mm-hmm. But does he want to stay now that they've got, they won the Zion?
Zion's going to be there, right? So Zion, Chris Paul, and Capella, and some other pieces? I don't know who else is there. I'm sure they got some players, maybe.
Who knows?
Those guys that we don't recognize.
Anyways, I mean, I would take Anthony Davis in that trade, but
yeah, okay.
In no way do we give away James Harden, though.
Other than that, we should probably pull up the old trade calculator. You ever done that?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, no, not right now, because that's silly, but one day we should do that.
I'll play with some stuff, but yeah, keep going.
I don't get nothing really else to say about this. There's no trade that I see feasible. I think maybe you're right. You nibble on the edges. Here's the interesting thing I was telling you about. Okay. Let's see. Projected salary cap for 2019-20 season is reportedly around $109 million, with $132 being the luxury, right? Does that make sense?
Sure.
Houston has $120,534,000, blah, blah, blah. $120.5 locked up for the upcoming season, with 89% going to four players: Paul, Harden, Capella, and Eric Gordon. Add in P.J. Tucker's salary, and the Rockets have $115 in their starting five. Remember, the salary cap is $109, right?
Sure.
So you got five guys making more than the salary cap. There's no room beyond that, right? So one of those guys has to go, and you have to match contracts. And how do you get better with those guys going? Answer that question, Daryl Morey.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking at it. Doesn't contract wise, it doesn't work either.
What do you mean?
on here.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Paul Capella for Anthony Davis.
No, you'd have to get a whole bunch of contracts back. You'd have to get a whole bunch of garbage contracts back, whatever.
Well, there's a $24 million discrepancy in the contracts between the two guys to the
Wizards. That's what I'm saying. Yes. You'd have to get some garbage contracts back. Either way, here is sign and trade maybe. Anyways, I don't know how any of that stuff works. I don't know why
we're diving into it because it was at least brought up today.
Here's the thing: the Rockets are in a bad spot, but maybe fortunately or unfortunately, they're in the same spot that every other team is in. Right? You're chasing after Golden State. Golden State has whooped your tail. Although maybe you've given them the best competition these last couple of years. That's not good enough for the organization, right?
First loser is no good. That's not fun. We're not trying to celebrate that.
The other thing is, do the Rockets maybe need to not rebuild where you go after like a high draft pick, but maybe finagle your way into a draft pick that you think could be a guy? Because the Rockets end up giving the draft picks trying to chase current players. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So maybe that strategy is different. You know, for example, I don't know, Golden State had to be bad, but they drafted basically their core team, right?
Sure.
Curry.
Draymond. Clay. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Thank you. I don't know. Is that a different approach the Rockets maybe need to go after?
I have no clue. Yeah, college kids, I mean, other than the Zion and the first couple, the other point guard, but last time we talked about it, I don't even remember his name. It's JT something.
JT something. That's probably not his name.
No, it's definitely not that. But anyways,
it's sad.
Well, we say all that to say this, that by the way, tomorrow the NBA finals start.
You gonna watch?
I am.
Basketball's dead to me.
I'm gonna watch just because it's the NBA finals.
I don't care much about sports when my team's not playing, frankly.
I appreciate that, but I do. I'm gonna watch because I just am. And I'll be honest. So, did you not watch the Eastern Conference Finals at all?
No.
So Toronto went down 2-0 and then comes back and wins 4 in a row to win the series.
Okay.
Very interesting. Very interesting the way they did it because they went about it defensively. They shut down Giannis, your future MVP, allegedly.
Do you think
he's going to be the MVP?
Does that hurt your feelings?
Yeah, it pisses me off. That's
okay. Does it really?
Yeah, it annoys me.
Is MVP like a consolation prize for the season?
Sure.
Okay.
Absolutely. But that's all right.
You're like more of a fan than I am. Like, you know what I mean? So it's interesting.
I do put my emotions into the Rockets.
Okay. Not me. I
get very emotional.
No, I don't. I don't listen. I don't put emotion into anything. Let me tell you why. To sideburst you, incredibly. Today Arsenal played a final, and I wasn't going to talk about it until. But right now, because it makes some sense right now, Arsenal got beat 4-1 in the final today.
That's rough.
It was. Disgusting to Chelsea. Yeah, it was disgusting. It was.
Does that make it worse that it was Chelsea?
I don't know. Yeah, it's interesting. So today was the Europa final, which is the second tier European tournament. The other one's called the Champions League, which you may have heard of.
Yeah.
Okay. Both finals, the Champions League's on Saturday. Both finals had two teams from England. Arsenal Chelsea today, and it's Tottenham and Liverpool on Saturday. That's interesting. So no Barcelona, no Real Madrid, no Juventus, none of those other teams with all those big stars made it. It's a couple English teams. Also, Barcelona, was up 3-0 against... I think they beat Liverpool 3-0. Liverpool ended up coming back and beating Barcelona like 4-0 in that game in the second leg. Anyways, it's interesting. About as interesting,
Josh, I feel like,
as the NBA Finals will be to me.
Well, and I feel like... I would be remiss if I didn't say
that. That concludes the soccer talk for probably four podcasts. I'll leave you guys alone.
Two or three fans that listen that care about soccer.
No, nobody cares about soccer, and that's okay. That's my thing. And listen, I'm over it, okay? I'll leave you guys alone for three or four more episodes. I got it out of my system.
By the way, for the record.
Mostly the season's over.
For the record, he says, just so you know, he says he doesn't get emotional.
I'm not emotional.
He's very emotional. I'm emotional about
you. I'm emotional about you shutting down my conversation. I just thought it was an interesting anecdote to the fact that Arsenal got beat 4-1 today. And I make no...
Sorry.
We had to watch it in our manager meeting. It was like, ugh.
You had to watch it in your manager meeting?
I mean, what else was I going to do in my manager meeting? Have a meeting. We kind of did that afterwards. It was a very gruff meeting.
Because you're not emotional.
No, I wasn't.
I
wasn't,
gotcha,
I wasn't really. Cool. I was more annoyed with inventory. But anyways,
that's a good
Arsenal
talk.
Just freaking
soccer's over.
Yeah. It's over for the season.
Basketball's over for you. So you got baseball, and that's it.
But it's my
Texans had mini camp or OTAs
about,
today.
You don't care about that either.
You don't care about football.
I don't care about the OTAs.
Oh, of course,
I mean,
I don't care about the OTAs. I was like, are you giving up on football too?
No, well, I'll see. We'll see when the Texans start losing, like November-ish. That's when I can stop caring about them. No, you know what they actually do? They actually lose early. And just tick you off because you see just enough to go, okay, I'm going to give them one more game, and they win that game. You're like, I wanted to quit on you last week, but all right, guys, some good feelings again. Let's go, Texans. Yeah, that's me. Eventually, they lose three in a row. Psh, forget about it. No, I'm teasing. No, I watch the Texans as much as I can. I don't feel like the Texans are destination watching or like I have to be in front of a TV on Sunday. I'm not beholden to them anymore. How about that?
Sure.
I used to be like, man, I cannot miss – you know, unless I was working, I could not miss unless I was working. But
I'm working, I got to turn on the game.
Yeah, I get to watch it at work. But no, I mean, seriously, you know, if I had a Sunday off, it was in front of the TV watching the Texans. Right?
I think it's going to be interesting this football season for me because I want to watch, but Sunday is kind of the only day I can get out to play golf. I'm going to play golf.
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
So you're giving up on the Texans to play golf? That's an interesting move.
I said it's going to be interesting. I haven't decided how I'm going to manage it.
Hmm.
I may have to go play early.
Ooh, on Sunday?
Yeah.
Early on Sunday? That sounds like the worst.
But I do enjoy playing.
I had to go. We went to, not had to, I'm going to change my words because I enjoyed it. They're family members and it's too weird to, not too weird, but too long to describe it. We had to go to Austin for a high school graduation party. All right. And we left at 9 o'clock in the morning. We didn't get home till about 9:30 at night. So it was like an
all day affair, yeah.
Day deal. And I was not looking forward to it. Like, Jessica told me, like, on Thursday or Friday, hey, by the way, we're going here on Sunday. And like, my immediate response was just to text her, oh, man, I forgot to tell you that I'm working on Sunday. I switched some things around, and yeah, I've got a really, really important day. I got to be there. And she was like, okay, whatever. I get it. And I'm like, I'm sorry, but, you know, the last thing I want to do is sit in the car all day driving to Austin. She's like, I get it. She's like, you know, whatever. So I started feeling bad. And Saturday, I closed Saturday, so I was like, didn't have to be at work till 3 o'clock. I decided to just not do anything. I was like, these curtains are going to stay closed. Jessica and the kids went to the library, and I just stayed in bed. I watched the entire Jurassic Park new movie on HBO, and I haven't watched a movie like by myself in the dark in 10 years.
So you got like 2 hours, 2.5 hours of just
me sitting, not doing anything. It was
not
just
like
me
special time.
No, it was me and Twitter
relaxing.
It was me and Twitter and Jurassic Park. I fell asleep a little bit. I went and got some Whataburger, I think, or Jack in the Box. Anyways, ate poorly is what I'm trying to say. And so the next day I was like, you know what? You guys left me alone all Saturday. I'm going to go on this trip. And I had a good time, so I'm glad I did. There but it was go. A long day.
Yeah. Oh, no, that is definitely a long day. I wanted to start burst off with something you were talking about when you were just briefly talking about Texans. So I also feel like we have to at least mention that all the women's hearts here in Houston broke.
Oh, is that right?
JJ got to
and some
engage.
Guys, I guess. I guess cause some guys are held now. He is dreamy.
Okay.
Is that weird? Is that weird?
Do you have a healthy man crush on JJ?
Him and Justin Timberlake.
See, Limbersteak, I envy his lineup.
It's called a man crush, Nick. Envy?
I envy his lineup. His batting order.
Okay. I get it.
He's got a list.
He's dreamy, too.
He's got a list.
Bless his heart. All right. So, that's what you want to talk about?
No, I just wanted to mention that because we were talking about the Texans and it made me think about that.
That's the biggest news from the Texans, not the OTAs. It's that JJ Watt is off the market.
Yeah.
But
he got engaged to a soccer player, right, which was the tie-in. What's her name?
Don't give me lines. Something like that.
Kahiolehi?
Yeah. I don't know. What's going on here?
Well, she plays for the Dash, right?
Correcto mundo. Right. Oh, yeah. We'll talk about that later. But, yeah, the Dash.
You got excited because we talked about soccer. See?
Okay. That's yeah.
All right.
You want to talk some more about it?
No.
Me either. It was a rough day.
Somebody lost. Tottenham. Vagina. Arsenal.
Oh, no.
Bananas.
No.
Speaking of losing, the Astros lost tonight, but that's another Astros, series
oh
win,
my goodness,
by the way.
Nick, I don't know if you're with me or not, but I'm thinking about maybe just going on a strike to get AJ Hinch fired. Can you believe one game in a row? That is unacceptable. The standards are so high now for the Astros to win. Wow. You expect them to win every single game.
Well, the fact that Osuna gave up some runs and technically.
Was that yesterday?
No, last night he locked it down. Got it perfect. Game before that.
He won a game.
Won the game, save, but blew the save. Yeah,
that was the first blown save as an Astro, and it was like 30 in a row or something, or it was the 31st. He blown save.
So he it was going to be his 26th save, and then Presley had the 30. Whatever.
Okay, maybe I'm getting the numbers wrong. Yeah. Nick, I drink too much bourbon.
That's right. But ultimately,
Osuna's been lights out.
You're right.
Out.
We absolutely are holding these guys to ridiculous standards.
It is. Yeah. They're all injured too, right? They have not had. I don't know if they had the team healthy in what more than 5 or 10 games.
They.
Altuve's been out most of the season. I feel like. Did you see Correa's out now?
Dude, that was so annoying. You heard the reasoning, right?
Massage.
Yeah, at home.
Yeah, I broke a rib. Massage. That's a.
Is that code?
I don't know. That might have been code for something.
Because they have.
What do you mean? What do you think it's code for something? Did I ever tell you about my idea to have a podcast called "Is That Code for Something"? I think it'd be hilarious.
When I told Nicole about it, she started laughing. She's like, "What kind of dumb?" I was like, "No, no." I said, "If you want a massage, they have physical therapists, massage therapists on staff at, you know, the camp."
Yeah.
She was like, "So were they doing some acrobatic, sexy shit?" I was like, "Dude, I don't know. Maybe."
Is that what your guess is?
I don't think he was.
It makes Correa cooler, right?
I don't think he was just getting a back rub at home.
Yeah, good point. We'll never know. We'll never know.
He's got a fractured rib. That's what we do now. 4 to 6 weeks.
Okay.
We'll fucking see. Ridiculous.
Yeah. So who's playing shortstop now?
Bregman.
Okay. Oh, I didn't watch much of the game tonight, I guess. Who played third base tonight?
Yuli.
Yuli?
No. Tyler White's at first, and we had Kemp.
Tyler White is like living the dream right now because he's going to
get. He's on borrowed time.
Yeah, because everybody's injured. So you can't move him down. They got, right. Okay, they got a rookie. Let's see. It was the first time in since a bunch of years since, two rookies got their first hit on back to back nights?
Is that right? Yeah, they only get first hits. They both got a double and then an RBI.
Okay.
They got a double and a single and an RBI.
But, whatever. I don't know. That was also record-breaking. But I think the more interesting thing was the back-to-back
game, first nights. Absolutely.
And what was also interesting is not that I follow the Astros minor league all that closely.
Not at all.
But it is interesting that guys you don't hear about are not in their, you know, top 100 prospects or whatever, however they rank those things, that they're coming up and already making a difference. You know what I mean? So that's kind of a cool thing. And I said this on the last podcast that, you know, Morey has a history of doing some good things, but Jeff Luhnow is the true GM king of the city. I mean, obviously he's got a ring to prove it, but also he...
farm system.
Yeah, that farm system is loaded, and it just seems like they keep coming up with guys. You know, Derek Fisher's back up, and he's got some major league experience.
Well, they brought what's his butt up tonight? Who's the fast one? The really, really fast one.
Oh, it starts with an S.
Miles. Yeah. Miles.
Swift. Drift. Swift. Is it Swift? That'd be too smart, easy, wouldn't it? Yeah. Anyways, it's something like that.
Straw. Miles Straw.
There you go. It should be Swift. We should change his name.
Write that up. Write in that. See what we can do.
Do we have a secretary at Tanatus?
No.
Yeah, whoever that is, that should be something that was written down. You know, Nick, that's write down that we need to get a secretary, please.
It's digitally recorded.
Well, no, but I'm going to forget about that. Well, just write it down that we need to get a secretary to write down the stuff that we need to write down.
No.
You ruined everything. This podcast is over. Oh, hang on. Keep talking.
I was like, what you got? Oh, yeah, the soundboard.
Yeah, I don't know. I got a thing over here.
I know. I see that.
Okay, hold on. What else is on this?
No one has ever done that. No one has ever done that in the history of Dota.
Wow, okay. So that was.
So what kind of soundboard we got going on? I don't want you to hear all the buttons. What's the title of it?
I have no idea. It's called Soundboard Page. I don't know. It doesn't matter what it's called. It just know that there's some noises over here. If you act up, then you may get a ding or something.
You have to know what you're pushing first.
Well, I played some of them earlier.
Well, that clearly qualifies you.
That's for you, sir. Don't even fuck around with me anymore.
Josh, the sound engineer.
All right, this is minute 18, and I feel like we're faltering here, Nick. We got 42 minutes left to go. We got to stop, take a break.
You're the one playing with the fucking board over
there. I get the ADD. I get bored easily. You're not entertaining me. Entertain me, Nick. Tell me this funny story or something. Do you want to talk about sports some more? I mean, the Astros lost tonight, but they're pretty on fire. We still feel confident, even though they got a lot of injuries.
I just want everybody
to come. Hats off to Luhnow for just digging guys out of everywhere, right? Did you hear Keiko wants to heel pitch for 1 year, $18 million?
I saw.
I will lower my standards, MLB. We've been playing hard to get, playing a little hard to get. but I'm ready to be got now.
For now, 1 year, now I'm 18 ready. Minute. Well, did you hear? I guess it was a couple weeks ago. Maybe three weeks ago.
His whole, he'd
gone on Twitter or Instagram, one of the two, and he'd put out there what the reason he was still holding out, what he expected, what he deserved versus what was being offered.
He was saying that I should make more than the market says I should. He was saying the numbers of the market.
That's
what I said to that, Nick.
That's true. There you go.
So stupid.
Yeah, that was pretty
dumb. We've gone off the rails now.
But anyways, ultimately, the Astros have a bunch of people hurt. They're still 17 games over 500.
That's pretty good, I think.
And Correa will be back just a minute after the All-Star break. Fuck.
Yeah. All right. Well, whatever.
Why don't we take a break and get a new drink?
Okay. We are back from our little break, and we wanted to touch on, Nick, summertime.
Tomorrow is the last day of school.
For the kids. I think my kids have a half day Friday. I don't know why.
So my kids have a half day tomorrow. That's it. They're done, which I think is also pointless.
Yeah. I should know these things, shouldn't I? Well, listen, school's almost out. Do you have, like, I remember fond memories of the last day of school or the last week of school or the last everything of school. Like, summer was something I really looked forward to.
Sure.
School was a drag in a lot of ways. Most of my...
Getting out of school was great. The last week of school, obviously, you didn't do shit.
Oh, I know. It was awesome.
Nothing.
I think Natalie had a water day yesterday. I don't even know what that means.
Gabriel had a water day today. I don't know what that is.
Squirted water on them, squirt guns or something.
They had little water slides or
who knows? It wasn't like learning in a classroom.
It was playing day.
Oh, man, those are fun times. Do you remember, I remember getting out of, high school, I think was a lot of fun. When you could drive that last day of school.
Dude, I just remembered, the last semester was...
Yeah,
such
but
a waste.
I mean that last day where it's like it's finally over. This is the end of this, and then I've got basically 2 months of unsupervised everything. Especially when you could drive, right? When you turn 16 and you could go wherever. I mean, we probably worked for the most part,
yeah.
But still, I mean, during the day you could do whatever you want, and then there was a point where I guess we were adult enough where we could almost do whatever we wanted at night. And them's were the days, Nick. Them's were the days.
Well, when I think about summer...
All my best stories come from the summertime.
Sure. No, I don't know. I guess my fondness of them has started to die. I mean, I don't...
Yeah.
It's...
I'm rekindled because my kids are in summer now, and it shifts gears for us.
Sure. I mean, but so we're going on vacation next week.
Right.
This is 2 years in a row we're going with most of my family. We're going to Tennessee.
Last year
we went to the Grand Canyon. Other than that, I mean, I'm taking a week off work and then come back and get right back into work. And
okay. But your kids' schedule changed. What are they doing during the summer?
Well, Eli's going to stay in Tennessee for 6 weeks.
Good. So that's awesome.
Yeah. And then Gabriel will be getting some daycare time, some days with Cindy, I think. And then, before we're going to know, we're going to blink again. Summer's going to be over and...
I know.
Back to school.
So you're taking your summer vacation early. We're going to go in July. We're going to go over Gabby's birthday, I think.
Last year we went in July. Last year we went right after 4th of July.
I'm trying to get back before...
Or during 4th of July.
Before August. Because August is busy for me, so I'm trying to get back before then. So we're going to take a late July vacation. Jessica and I talked about that. I don't know where we're going yet, but we think we know where we're going. But anyways, just the kind of shifted gears. I'm trying to describe it to the guys at work the other day, but things change in the summertime, right?
Yeah.
So you okay, think about the routine in the morning. You don't have to get up as early, right? That's another that's one thing.
That's great. I do like
right?
that.
That's awesome. So there's no regimented get up early and do all this. You know, you could sleep in, you could cheat at night a little bit and stay up late. You know what I mean? Like one thing we did last year on Friday nights was we had movie night, and every movie night Nick was a movie from my childhood. So some kind of movie from the 90s. So we watched The Mighty Ducks. We watched Aladdin. We watched all these Little Rascals. We watched all these movies from when we were, kiddish.
Eli loves The Mighty Ducks.
Yeah. So that was a fun thing. And every Friday night we picked another movie. So that was kind of cool. But you just kind of do different things.
Speaking of Aladdin, the new Aladdin, are you going to take your kids to see that?
I don't know. I don't really know. It's I don't know. It's going to tarnish the original maybe for me.
I don't know. It's live action. So, I mean, same thing. We got a new Lion King coming out, too.
I don't know. What do you think about that?
I'm interested to see it. It seems like they're keeping the stories the same. We're just doing it in live action. I mean, I like the Jungle Book. The remake of the Jungle Book was fine.
I didn't see it.
It was good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I think they did Cinderella, too, and they did Beauty and the Beast.
They did Beauty and the Beast, yeah.
All right. So,
What is this you're holding in front of me?
Well, I was going to talk about this later on, but... Well, I guess I'll talk about the other thing about summer we're doing this year. We talked about this in the garage, but I also think it's very important to keep the kids stimulated in the summer a little bit. You know what I mean?
Keep them engaged.
Yes. Yeah, you know, it's fun. I really want to have fun this summer, and so we've got like a whole list of things we'll talk about later. But one thing that Gabby and I have decided to do, so this year she did a ton of projects. That was like a lot of her education, schooling, whatever,
right,
was doing these projects. And so I decided that Gabby and I are going to do a research project together this summer.
A research project.
Yeah, research. So we're going to go to the library and do the research and cite our work, and we're going to build a board.
Are you
going
to make a work cited at the end of it?
Yeah, whatever that is. A bibliography? Is that what that's called?
That too, yeah.
We'll have a bibliography our faces off. So it started as like I was talking to Gabby. It's like we have to like accomplish something this summer. We have to like a project or something. She was talking about doing a back handspring, and she got goofy, and she's like, "I'll just do a back tuck this summer." I was like, "Okay, let's crawl before we walk," kind of deal. And I said, "Well, maybe we should do something different." I said, "What about like a project where we go to the library and do that?" And of course, we like going to the library. She's like, "Yeah," and I was like, "Like something you do in class." And she was like, "Okay." And I said, "Well, why don't we do that? We'll just like replicate what you would do in class, a research project, but I'll do it with you." And it's like, this is gonna be my project too, Gabby. So it's not, I'm not just leaning on you, but sure, it's gonna be this thing we do together. So that's the idea, is it's gonna be Gabby and Dad
do a research project. I like it.
All right. So my thought was, okay, we're gonna get something out of this. That's the whole point of this exercise. And one thing I noticed was Gabby has really poor time management. And I don't know if like what the expectation is for what an 8-year-old with regards to time management, but I thought, okay, look, maybe we can try to instill some kind of...
Well, there was an episode a couple episodes back. I had asked you about a project, and Mom and Dad had to do it the night of, right? The night of, like 2 hours prior.
I think we were hot gluing stuff that night for sure.
Perfect. Yeah. You know, she definitely used to work on that time management.
So, like, okay, one thing that's really helped me is understanding, like, setting a timetable on things. This one, this by this done, this by this done, this by this done. So that's something I want to teach.
So Josh is going to make Gabby have a school project during the summer with him.
Yeah.
That sounds like a great project. No, sounds actually, like I appreciate the idea. I really do. It's a good idea. I was just making a joke about keeping her in school the whole time.
That's okay. It'll be fun, Nick.
No, it should be fun. It's a learning experience, and it's daddy-daughter time, and that is priceless, sir.
Yeah. Yeah, of course, that too. Also, she gets a big kick out of...
But Eli's gonna spend like 6 weeks in Tennessee with his grandparents and his cousins.
I wish I could send my...
So this is like 3 weeks, or not 3 weeks, this is like 3 years in a row where he'll get to spend the summer with his cousins.
Yeah.
And it's always good for him because he's the youngest of the three and the smallest of the three.
Oh, yeah.
Which is a rarity for Eli.
So he gets bullied a little bit?
Yeah, a little bit.
Good. Yeah.
He gets, he has to deal with, other kids that are close to age, a little bit older, that don't let him take control. It's great. It's good for him.
I mean, it's like...
Well, and then the Tuckers are actually moving there to Tennessee, too.
Who?
Michael, Lindsay, and their kids.
Oh, wow.
His cousins. They're going to move up there. Michael just retired from the Army.
Okay.
He had his retirement on Monday, right after Memorial Day.
How about that?
And speaking of that, I know you guys went to Austin. We actually, dude, I busted out the smoker for the first time. Smoked some ribs.
In a hot minute?
For my family came over.
And, oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You were trying to get the crew together.
Yeah.
Fail fat in his face.
Yeah. Well, Kevin came over.
Oh, wow.
George,
I wasn't invited,
was
but
in...
Was that Sunday or Monday?
Sunday.
Yeah, Sunday we were in Austin.
Yeah, I texted you, fucker.
Did you?
Yeah.
That day?
Beforehand.
We'll edit this out. Oh, yeah. I just didn't respond because I was busy. I have this thing about I'll see it and I go, you know what? I got to text him back that I'm probably not going to be able to make it. And then I get to work. And then like 14 hours later, I go.
Life happens. Yeah, no, I got you.
Was I supposed to do something?
That's all right.
So I write everything down. I'm getting old too, Nick.
I assumed.
How old are you now?
38.
And 4 quarters? No. Nine kids.
I was like, wait a
second. You're 38. When is your birthday? Never mind. We talked about this before. Okay, so you're going to be 39, and that's not quite 40. But
no.
Do you feel 39? Let me ask you a question. I remember when like 40 seemed. I remember 30 seemed really old. Summertime.
It just seemed distant at that time.
Summertime, like 16, 17, getting out of school, having like the summer off and like no supervision and having a car and driving wherever I wanted to go, that kind of thing. Coming across a 30-year-old, I would have been like, dude, you're freaking old, bruh.
Well, some
I probably said that too.
Our age now, yeah.
But 38 is like ancient. Oh, 40 yeah. is like right around the corner. Who's turning 40 this year? Is your brother?
Well, my brother is 40 in August. Nicole yeah, already okay. turned 40. George already right. turned 40.
Ugh,
Flo 40. Already turned 40.
Is Henry 40 yet?
He is 40 in December.
Yeah, man, those old fuckers. Am I the youngest of that group?
You are. You are.
Jessica, technically, if you count her. Yeah. She's a December.
And Jamie is the oldest, ooh. If you count her.
How old is she?
Like 41 or 42. God,
you can't say that on the radio. You can't do two. That. Two? Oh, my gosh.
Old.
So we got a lot of do-do-do in this one.
That's all right.
So do you feel like old? Do you feel like as old as you thought 38 would have felt like when you were that age?
No, but I tell you what I do see every day, and it's just killing me.
What's that?
My goatee's turning white, dude. Little by little.
What are you going to do about that?
Nothing.
Just for men?
Nothing.
Shave
at all.
It?
No.
Just let it go.
I just deal with it. It's spreading.
Okay.
It's like a virus.
Old fucker. Your brother's like salt and pepper now.
That's all salt and pepper for him. Poor guy. Bless you.
Your dad too. Your dad's like that too.
Oh, my dad's gray as all get out.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. My dad's not too gray.
He's also 74.
Yeah,
so.
Your dad is 74. We've said everybody's age now. We gotta probably delete this episode. This episode's gonna get posted because both of us will be murdered.
That's
you
all
said
right.
how old I was. Why
never.
Just tell them how much I weighed too, you asshole.
Right. We also said how old we
all
are.
All
right.
So here's the weights of all of our wives. I'm just being serious. My wife told me today that she doesn't care about the weight anymore. It's about how her clothes fit. And I'm like, yeah, that's how guys think. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, it's nice to lose a couple of pounds, but man, it'd be really nice if my pants didn't fit so tight. You know what I mean? Am I right about that?
Sure.
Guys approach life different. It's like, oh, I got to buy new pants now. It's like, you can't also lose too much weight because then you got to buy new pants too.
Yeah.
It's like, you just like those nice, comfortable pants. Like, I just want to stay right here. Right in the sweet spot.
Oh, my goodness. See,
which is you, like just one tub of ice cream a week. Listen, and also working out just a little bit. Just a little bit. Who? I'm old. Why am I old? You're older than me.
I know.
Are you the same age right now? Yeah, but, you know, like, I think fatherhood makes you kind of feel older.
Yeah, you still don't have any gray hair, though.
That No, I've got a full head of nice
blondish.
What do they call it? They call it dirty blonde in the business, Nick.
Yeah.
I don't know.
What business is that?
Where they talk about people's hair color. What do you mean? What are you insinuating with that comment,
I
sir?
I don't know. You said in the business. What business, sir?
It makes me sound more legitimate. That's the of it. I am in the know.
All right, we're going to go back for a minute. We're talking about the summer. We're talking about the barbecuing. It was Memorial Day weekend.
What'd you barbecue?
Ribs. I made 6 racks of smoked ribs.
6 racks. And you still didn't invite me over?
Oh my god. This guy got invited and just doesn't know how to respond. By the way, you were driving for 12 hours from Austin to here.
If I didn't have something to do, I'd have been really upset. If I'd been sitting around just twittering all day long and
like
not
you were
napping
the day
in the car.
Like the day you were before? Or before?
I was twittering the day before.
And
twittering
napping.
And Jurassic Park. Have you seen the newest one?
Yeah.
It's pretty much the same two stories. In the next two as the first two stories. And apparently there's another one coming out, which I assume is going to be the same third story.
Well, you understand, like now we're set up that dinosaurs are all over the world.
Oh, I know. There's a third one coming. You know they have one planned.
I'm okay with that.
I like Chris Pratt, by the way. He's cool.
I enjoy these latest two installments.
Oh, yeah?
I do.
I don't remember what happened to the first one, but I did. I fell asleep 3 or 4 times in the second one, but I did enjoy it. I'm like, I rewound it. Like, is that the word?
The first one.
Hold on. Stop. What's the word for that gesture?
Rewind?
Rewinded?
Rewound. You were right.
Okay.
You rewound.
Is it because wound is a thing?
What well, used to be. Yeah, yeah. So it used to be actually the winding of the VHS cassette tape, but now it's just that's just what the verb is now.
Ah, because there is no rewinding of...
Right. It could say back or back it up.
Back it.
Back it up.
Is there might be a soundboard for that.
I bet you there
is. I'll look and see. No, okay, so you rewound...
The movie.
We're back on pace now. Rewound the movie back to the spot that I
fell asleep.
Yeah, of course. Did I tell you how glorious that day was? I'm not gonna. It might have been the greatest day in the history of days.
There's something to be said about 5 or 6 hours of uninterrupted, relaxing time.
Five or six, at least.
With a movie, food.
At some point, I went and got food, yeah. I don't think Jessica knows about that.
You said a nap too.
Is it weird that I sneak my? Never mind. I probably shouldn't say
this. You sneak your naps.
No, not my naps. I was gonna say that sometimes I get fast food and I just put it in the bottom of the trash can because I don't want Jessica to judge me. You had fast food. I thought you were going low carb. What does Whataburger have that's low carb? Nothing.
Gravy.
I didn't eat all the bun. Are you kidding me? Shove that in the bottom of the bag so she doesn't judge me.
Oh man.
Cause I give her a hard time for eating pasta every day. Ugh, you can eat that filth pasta.
No,
that's
right.
Almost verbatim.
You're a snob about pasta.
Come on.
You're a snob about beer. You're a snob about whiskey and bourbon.
Oh my goodness.
I think there's a common theme here.
People You're have really bad taste snob. At times. Most people are assholes. Nick, do you find yourself as you get older like not liking people as much? Is that a thing?
I haven't liked people in for but
you
really
make,
long
you make
time.
Friends okay.
I do that, yeah, I guess. I mean,
how about this?
I have no problem talking to people. How about that?
Did you or your wife make friendly with any of your kids' classmates' parents? Ooh, that was hard for me to think of. Classmates? Schoolmates? Whatever they're
no.
called?
No.
Yeah.
No, I don't know any of them.
My wife is like, I think she's going to be the treasurer of the PTO.
The class mom? No, we're going to be a treasurer of the PTO.
She has a title next year. She was on the edges this year, Nick, but I think that
she's
due to
run for office with votes, right?
Due to my motivational speaking skills and frankly just my coaching that I've got her to that level. I'm just kidding. I have no idea what I'm talking about, but
I was just letting you run with that.
Trying to make you laugh, but I don't know. Like, she is so involved in that, and I don't know. Number one, it's foreign to me because my parents were never at school, not for anything like that.
Not unless you were in trouble.
Yeah. It's the truth. It's so true. But I don't know. She's into that. But I guess it's okay. I mean, it's they know my kids. The whole school does. Just because they're all the time.
I feel like they know Eli very well at that school, by the way.
Is that a good thing?
He's never in trouble. Okay, I mean, I just think they know him because he's a crazy man.
Oh, he's a crazy man.
Yeah, he's just a crazy kid. I mean, he's a good student. He's a good kid, but the longest he had that goddamn mohawk.
Do you feel the other parents judging you when you go to open house?
No, not at all. I don't care.
Do you judge the other people when you go to open house? It's got to go one or the other, right?
Well, see, I don't judge people on the I'm better than you thing. I always just look around the room and see who I could take and who I can't. And then I position myself.
Fuck that guy. Seriously, with the high waters and
try
the glasses.
I try to place myself somewhere tactically so that I can make an exit if needed.
Is that in every situation, pretty much?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. Do you sit at a certain spot on the table when you sit down to eat?
Always.
Yeah, facing the door, right?
I don't ever leave my back to the door.
Okay. I'm just saying. It's not weird. I have no idea what you're talking about, but yeah. All right, so back to the parents. And so you're basically just thinking if you can take them.
Yeah.
Like, are you looking for hidden guns in their waist or something like that? Like, that guy might be packing right there. That's a weird shape when he twists.
No,
that
I don't ever really look in because whenever we're doing this, we're inside the school, and I'm not saying people haven't taken guns inside school, but
nobody's shooting up open rooms, by the way.
Right. Well.
Right.
I would hope not.
Nobody's shooting up open house. That's a weird thing to shoot up. Plus, parents sometimes can be packing.
Oh, I don't doubt
also,
it.
Also, like, what happens if dad's a cop, right?
Sure.
That'd be a bad place to go into. They shoot up the school, the high schools, because no kids have guns in school. It's like free-for-all. One, you know, like little, what do they call that? Cop, one cop on campus.
The, school resource officer.
Resource officer, yeah. Resource, whatever. Anyways, I'm not going to talk about that at all, but... it's interesting that that's what you think about at open houses, if you can take anybody out.
Just what I do.
Like,
all right,
that guy's pretty big, but like, I mean, three rounds, psh, come on, I can take him. I'll wear him down. Like, yeah. My cardio's better.
I that's what I do. I don't judge him in the normal sense, if that makes
I'm
any sense.
I'm better than that guy. That guy. That guy's way better than me.
Yeah, I don't judge him like that. I'm like, yeah, I can take
him. Well, what does judging even mean, really? Analyzing? Breaking them down, putting them into a box.
It depends on the term, I guess.
You're using
the word under the guideline you're using. The word
I would
under.
Say in the situation that we were talking about, if I'm going to open house, I'm probably doing the latter. I'm probably doing the analyzing. Oh, I wonder what that guy does. right?
Oh. Yeah.
Interesting. Mrs. So-and-so is very friendly with that person's mom. Interesting. And so I'll go to Jessica and I'm like, yeah, like she's a teacher across the hall. Like, oh, that's probably they know each other. Okay. Makes sense. Like why is that teacher picking up and hugging that kid? Oh, because she's known her since she was born because they've taught together for 10 years. Right? Like, so Jessica's, you ever see the show Veep?
I have not.
In the show Veep, I forget, the Julia Louis-Dreyfus, she's vice president pretty much forever, and she got this guy, a bag man, and he just basically, one of his many tasks is he whispers in his ears who people are, you know what I mean? Like, that's
not super... Yeah. I mean, I heard something about it. It's Devil Wears Prada. She makes her assistants do that.
Oh, okay. I never seen the movie, but I hear good things about it.
That's great.
But, yeah. Great. Anyway, so Jessica's like my
your Veep.
Yeah. I'm like, hey, how's it going? And like, we shake hands. Like, oh, how you been? And like, how's the restaurant going? And this and then, like, I have a conversation with me. And I'm like, what was that? She's like, oh, that's so-and-so. Like, his kid is in this class, but his mom's a teacher across the hall. I'm just like, oh, okay. All right. And then the next person, it's like, okay, so his mom doesn't work. She's over here. She's the president of the PTO, and her fifth grader is in Gabby's. Anyways, it's like, oh, okay. All right. Cool. Am I supposed to know that person? No, we've just met that person.
Perfect.
Like, hey, how you been? It's been a while. Like, you just met that person.
Oh. Old right. Buddy. Yeah. How you doing?
I don't know. Is that weird? Is that weird that I forget people? Not forget people. I just don't engage enough to like remember like all the sordid details about their life, like whether they're a teacher at my kid's school or not.
It's just, well, no. I mean, I remember, how about this? And this is going to sound terrible. I remember people that are important to be remembered or worth being remembered. And if I deem them
ouch. So basically, we called it judging earlier. So if I don't remember your name, pretty much consider yourself judged, bitch. Hey, buddy. Hey, guy. Is that the one you use? Hey, fella. You're much better at remembering people from high school. Are you going to go to the high school reunion? It's our 20-year reunion.
I saw something about that. No, probably not.
What is your number one reason for not going?
I don't know. Facebook.
Oh. I don't want to see those people either.
I see.
You know what? You know, I would not know anybody. 20 years, Nick, is a long time.
I don't know. I mean, I might.
Hey, listen. We're out of school. We're out of school longer than we were ever in school.
Yeah, absolutely. That
was a long time ago, actually. But, yeah.
Yeah.
We're out of school longer than how old we were. Yeah, I mean, 20 years out of high. That's how old you are, Nick.
I know. Listen. Joshua. I know.
How does it feel to be that old? I mean, seeing the things you've seen.
Well, every day.
The horse and buggy coming out.
I'm the oldest I've ever been.
The combustible engine. That's pretty interesting.
Every day. I'm the oldest I've ever been.
What did they call it back in your day? The internet? World Wide Web?
Dude, you remember as well as I do.
The World Wide Web?
What it was like to get on AOL. What it was like to get on.
Hey. Yeah. Do you run across emails very often? You ever run across somebody with an AOL email? Like,
I think my parents still have an AOL.
Yes, they do. Email. They would be the ones.
I think they do.
Oh my gosh, they gotta be hanging that for 25 years,
dude. Now here, you remember that? What was your first actual internet server? How did you get your
what
email?
Do you mean?
We would use.
Oh gosh, Yahoo Mail probably. I got mail way later on.
Oh, we used Net Zero to get online. That was
the internet, everyone's right? Internet is what we used. Everyone's they used to have like the foul poles at the Astros games. Minimade.
Yeah.
Everyone's internet. Yeah. What'd you call it?
Net Zero.
Net Zero. Yeah, that's a thing. Yeah. AOL is also one.
Yeah.
You got the free.
But they had an AOL whatever. Email on Net Zero. My parents did. I had
with one computer in the house, probably too. Right.
Remember that panel? That wood paneled room.
In the front?
The middle living room. Not when you, so when you first walked in the living room, so left, and then that main area with the fireplace, that had wood panels.
Okay.
The 1970s wood panels.
Yeah, I mean.
That was the internet room. That was where the computer was. Oh, yeah. That's where the computer was. And back when we had the computer there, we had the shag carpet, dude.
Hell yes, you did.
Shag.
No, you know, my house had shag carpet, too.
It did.
It still does upstairs in one room.
Really?
Yeah, my dad's fixing everything in the house.
Which room still has a shag carpet?
My old room.
Your old room?
Yeah.
Of course it does.
It's not. You can't even walk in there. It's all boxes and things. My mom's organized all my toys. They're still there, man. I don't know. I guess she's like, you want them or I'll throw them away or something.
Hey, don't throw them away. Put them on eBay, woman.
That's what I was going to do. She's like, do it. I'm like, okay, I'm going to do it.
I mean, whatever you get.
That's the last time I talked about that until now.
You should do it.
What are you going to do it tomorrow?
I'm not doing it.
Oh, okay.
I'm not doing it.
I found a bunch of old G.I. Joes.
Are they like the big G.I. Joes or the little G.I. Joes?
Both.
See, because I don't remember really ever owning the big ones. I owned the small ones.
The big ones in their heyday were before our time.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. But my mom, like they started coming back out as like a novelty kind of...
Collector's items. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
My brother and I were like famous for setting up like G.I. Joe battles for like hours and then just going, let's go do something else.
The fun was in setting it up.
Yeah.
The fun was in putting them all over the damn room.
Yeah, man.
And then... I would actually.
Well, we got the pool. We moved in the house with the pool, and we got like the boats to put go in the pool. Are you kidding me? Yeah, man. We had remote control boats in that pool too.
You could set up a battle on that pool for hours, and then by the time you actually start the battle, it's over.
Hey, you want to buy my dad's pool table?
Do I want to buy a pool table?
Yeah.
Where exactly would I put a pool table?
Same place,
Josh?
I would put it.
Where's that?
The garage.
I'm not putting a pool table in the garage.
I know you spend so much time out there.
I do.
Yeah. Whatever. Anyway, so back to the toys. Yeah, we used to set up these legendary like battles, and it would take hours to set them up. And then we'd just get bored and just go like, oh, let's just leave it here and go do something else. We got some.
The cleaning up part was dumb. A lot of the fun in that was setting it up in your mind, because in your mind, as you're setting it up, the battle's actually taking place.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, you are kind of...
I would do that for myself, though. My brother wouldn't set up all the G.I. Joes with me.
No, he wouldn't?
Uh-uh.
Oh, what a dick.
I didn't really want him to.
Okay, though. Fair enough. You had your own way of doing it. We had like a thing. I was like, I'm gonna do this. But I mean, I stayed my own. I had my own way of doing things as well. But I was also the older brother, so I just got to boss my brother around.
Sure.
Well, that was a fun trip down memory lane.
Sell your G.I. Joes, dude.
I'm going to.
eBay, not to Dottis Pod.
eBay. You guys want to buy my? You guys want to buy my?
Anybody want to buy some G.I. Joes?
Buy some G.I. Joes.
You guys
want to
buy some G.I. Joes?
Here's the funny story. It's like the. All right, we're gonna plug this podcast as
G.I. Joes for sale.
No, like, guys, don't drink before the podcast starts.
We do that every time. Like,
no, this has been the worst one ever. Okay, so here's the funny story of the day. Is that like a thing? Are we doing a thing now? No, this is the interesting story.
Do tell. I'm waiting.
We already talked about this. It's about...
We've already talked about
no
this?
More pictures being sent. Oh. Okay, so here's the deal, guys. All right, let me back up a little bit.
There's a law going into effect, ladies and gentlemen.
No, the reason I want to say this... The reason I want to say this, because apparently in the last episode, I said a certain word a lot of times. And everyone who's listened to the podcast said, wow, you said that word a lot of times.
Josh, what word was that?
I'm not going to say it, Nick. I refuse to say the word.
Not one time?
No, just let me get through this. And
can
then we'll
you
talk
say
about
it at least one time?
So when Nick and I talked
should
about this,
should I say it one time?
When Nick and I talked about this story, I was like, "Listen, you gotta lead with the story because I really don't want to articulate this story the way it probably should be because I said this certain word last time, and this is not the same word, but
no,
it's
not
adjacent to
derivative.
And so the point of the story is, in Texas, on September 1st, you will no longer be allowed to send a dick pic.
An unsolicited
unless
dick
somebody's
pic.
Literally asking for it.
So you gotta clarify, it's after September 1st.
No more unsolicited
dick pics.
Right. What does unsolicited mean? The woman's gonna she's gotta be asking for it.
So does she have to say, hey,
let me see that dick? Send me that dick pic. Right. Mofo. I don't know. There's gotta be some.
I wanna
kind of,
see that dick.
Listen, I would
what's that emoji? What's the vegetable? The eggplant?
Ooh,
does that count?
That's a good question, Nick.
Does that count?
That's a good question. I don't know. I would like to...
I mean, I think that's solicited, right?
I would like to read the statute. Let me ask you, generally speaking, in the pantheon of what the fuck laws should be or what they shouldn't be, or if this should even be a law, like, what is your ultimate thought on this?
First of all, this shouldn't be a law. Second of all...
Yeah, okay.
We're
on the same price.
You should also probably not send pictures of your dick to anybody. I'm just saying.
Is that what this really boils down to?
Has your wife ever asked you to send a picture
Never, not
of your
once.
Penis?
Never,
right?
Not once.
Have you ever actually, in fact, had a woman say, hey, send me a picture of your dick?
Oh, Nick, when I... Never mind.
I'll be honest. No, I've never once had a woman ask that. I would be willing to go on a limb that 99.6% of all dick pics
Can I tell you a secret?
Are unsolicited.
Can I tell you a secret? If some chicks ask me for a dick pic, all I'm thinking is, she's going to use this to frame me.
Right.
I can't put anything in this picture.
Other
it's going to get back to me. That, nope, I can't do my
Brett
carpet.
Favre?
Nope. those are my shoes. I can't do my shoes. Anyway, so I get the dick pic and I just send it in a really nice.
And who was the other guy? There was a couple of them that they were. They said they were solicited, but there was. I think there was like two or three people.
Who wants a dick pic? You get a dick pic. You get a dick pic. You get a dick pic. You get a dick pic.
Just like guys, women, if they want to see dick, they'll go on the internet.
How many times did I say? How many times did I say dick tonight?
I don't know.
Have I beaten cock yet?
Oh, I said it. You have not, by the way. You easily said cock 98 times.
Dick pic is, I think the phrase dick pic isn't quite as offensive as just cock is in the way I used it last time. So I think dick pic is probably going to fly a little under the radar, frankly. No hate mail on this one. Mom, sorry about that, Mom.
She was the one that got the first unsolicited she's like, dick pic.
No, I'm saying sorry about my language. I
mean Dick Cheney. Dick Clark.
I think I've had about enough out of you, sir.
Dick Van Dyke.
Hey,
You're right. So now it's illegal. Don't do it. But fellas, this is the...
Fellas, listen. But listen, you shouldn't write a law. There shouldn't be a law for this, by the way.
No,
it should be common courtesy. It should be common courtesy. This is like... Listen, you can't whip your dick out in public.
No.
Also, just because you're behind a screen, don't think people want to see that shit either. Nope, fucking goofy.
Nope, can't do that either. No.
You goofy fucker. Anyways, this podcast this is off the rails.
The guys, times. This is in the day and age of Bill Cosby
and
Harvey Weinstein. No dick pics.
No, did they send dick pics? Is that a thing?
Oh, I don't know.
They just rape people.
Yeah. they just drugged and rape people. Let's well, get it,
not
get it right.
Both of them. Separately.
The amalgamation of the two.
Anyways, Nick, let's move on. We don't condone drugging or raping anyone.
Or dick pics.
Neither one of us.
Back to the school projects.
If you want dick
now.
Pics, go to... I got a dick pic for you. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to get the fuck out of here, Nick. This is the worst ever podcast in the history of podcasts. Tell your friends do not listen to this. Tell them all do not listen to this. And some of them will. Just
hashtag
how awful it is.
Cancel Tadatis.
Cancel. Probably no. We're not racist enough for that. They'll cancel us if we're racist, apparently.
Oh.
Okay. I'm not really interested in going that direction.
No.
Although white people really do kind of bug me.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, listen, let's do the thing where we talk about what we're into, because I've got a good one. But do you want to talk about what you're into first?
Sure. So still reading The Walking Dead online. Still doing my push-ups.
Okay, talk to me about what that means, still reading. Are you reading a mag a week? What is that called? A book a week?
I'm up to comic book 112.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah. It's just as I get time. Whatever,
how many are there?
There's... like 190 of them.
Oh, okay, so you're gonna eventually get caught up in the
I'm trying to catch up.
Do you pay for these things?
No, they're online. They're free.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah.
Okay, so still reading. Fair enough.
Still reading that. Still doing my push-ups.
I've given up on push-ups.
Yeah, you told me that last time. The 300 a day is it still hurts, but it's good for you.
I'm such a wuss.
And then
in third place in goals scored though.
We are like I said, we're going on vacation next week. I'm actually really excited about going on vacation just to get away from the grind.
This is your first vacation in...
Since July last year. It's been a year.
So you go about one vacation a year?
Normally we haven't. This is just happens to be 2 years in a row we're going on vacation.
Oh. You don't try to do a summer vacation every year?
I don't know that I was in... We actually try.
We effort to. That's not probably the right term that we use.
We put an effort into it. No, this is...
All right, so
it's 2 years running, and I'm happy with it. I like it, and
of course, I'm going on vacations. It's good for you, man. You should, like also it's like memories and things like that. So all right, so here's, you want to talk about memories? I have my hot little hand. I don't know if you remember this from many podcasts ago, but the Schatzer House, we do. We're calling it this year the Summer Bucket List, and the Summer Bucket List is a list of things that we want to do this summer, and it's
colorful.
It's led by the girls with a little bit of... I mean, I guess I put my stuff in there, too. But I'm going to give you the current version of the Schatzer Summer Bucket List. Number one, take the girls to the sweet shop. No idea what that is. Visit Disney World in Florida. Not going to happen. Oh, for two. No, I'm just teasing. We're not going to Florida this year.
Not this year.
Play in our blow-up pool. Fair enough. I can do that. Go to a Dash Girls soccer game. I'm into that. Go to Six Flags Hurricane Harbor Splashdown. I think that's probably doable.
Sure. Right? That's right around the corner.
have a birthday party for Gabby. Come on, Gabby, that's a layup.
That's when you make it a point to not have a party for her.
Yeah, we're all going to be out of town. We're going to do an out-of-town birthday party for her. Learn how to swim. Natalie Brooklyn, Gabby. Oh, Gabby, get better. Natalie Brooklyn. Okay, so everyone wants to swim. Teach Brooklyn how to read. Oh, wow, that's interesting.
Brookie T wants to read.
Yeah, she's recognizing words now, but she's not quite reading. Natalie is a reader extraordinaire. She's doing good. Gabby, of course, is Gabby. Have a family field day. That's always fun. We do, like, outdoor activities in the
backyard. No, I got you. For the reason I went, you know, when you say field day, my mind goes to Thursdays in Marine Corps. You got to clean. That's field clean. Day. You got to clean everything.
Well, you want to hear something really interesting?
Go.
The next one is get new furniture and organize the house.
So clean.
Man, if I was clever enough, I'd tell Jessica to give you the text that Gabby sent. So we got this new thing where we try to do our walks at night to get our steps in, you know? So we walk around the neighborhood. Two laps, and so we usually do it after the girls go to bed, but I was like telling Jessica, hey, why don't we get the girls eating and they can go put themselves in the bathtub, tell them, hey, you got 20, it's 20 minutes twice around the neighborhood. So we've done that twice in a row now. It's like, all right, Gabby, get the girls going, so on and so
put
forth.
Put Gabbatron in charge.
So Gabby, I don't even know how she texts Jessica, but she texts Jessica, and Jessica got it on her phone, and it was like, Brooklyn's crying, please give me some words to reassure her.
What?
What else did she say? She said, please, Lord Almighty, or something like that, or please, Lord, help me, or something, you know, it's one of those, like, catchy, like,
sure.
Yeah, like, phrases, and Jessica's like, our 8-year-old just said this to us. I was like, oh, my goodness, that's insane.
Anyways. That's awesome.
Yeah. Give me some reassuring words to tell her. She's crying. She's crying because you're not here, or something like that. Yeah, all right, moving on to the Schatzer bucket list. We've got go to the Children's Museum. I think that's awesome. Go to the Houston Zoo. Do a baking project. I think that's fun. Go to an Astros game. Go fishing. So I asked Gabby if she's ever been fishing. She goes like, no. And she's like, should I put that on the list? I was like, I don't know. Do you want to go fishing? She's like, I'm putting it on the list. Go on a roller coaster and go to an amusement park. The girls are starting to get into roller coasters. Were you into roller coasters as a kid?
There was definitely a point where I got I started to enjoy them more. I don't ask me when. I just know that there was obviously a point where I started enjoying roller coasters.
Did you go to like Astroworld a lot when
Once we were of age, we would definitely go. We could go without parents, without supervision. That was
about 14, 15, somewhere in that range. It, yeah. And it was like, yeah, go, you flirt with the little girls, and then also like ride out. And you also go during the day, and it's like less lines and so on and so forth.
The
yeah,
hell
man.
Out of the ride, roller coasters.
We had passes a couple of summers in a row, and it was awesome. Astroworld was fun times.
So we had passes to Splashdown, never Astroworld.
Oh, Splashdown, same concept, but yeah, we did that in the summer too. Like it was like mom drops you off at, you know, 10 or 11 in the morning and picks you up at like 5 in the afternoon or something like that.
Right.
You know, maybe you go a little later, you go noon to 7 or whenever they close. But man, them's were the days. Summer. I'm excited about summer. We got our list going.
Now
we've
you
got,
took me all the way back. Like I said.
See? Splash oh, down. Now you're there. Ooh, see? Splashdown.
Now, honestly, where I'm at is
little girls
the first friends. Jurassic Park.
Oh, my goodness.
The first Jurassic Park, they had dino sizing at the McDonald's right
oh,
out there
yes,
at the
they
Splash
did.
Town.
Walk to McDonald's.
Walk to McDonald's.
McDougal's around the fence because they had that big ass fence there.
Yeah. Get your dino sized meal and come back.
Right on, man. All right, Nick.
I hear the music,
that's
Josh.
That's a good way to end this thing on. That's what we're gonna do next time.
Same thing we do every time, Josh.
What's up, my friend?
Try to take over the world.
Boom.